Shabbos, Perek Yud Dalad, Mishnah Dalad. Hachoshesh Beshinav, one who has pain in his teeth, lo yigama behenas hachometz, he shouldn't rinse them out with vinegar, meaning he shouldn't pour vinegar in his mouth and then spit it out, because when he does so, the Rav explains, it's obvious that he's doing it for refuah. But he is allowed to drink it and swallow it, because that's not going to make it obvious he's doing it for refuah. It may make it obvious that he needs a refuah, because he did something like that, but that has nothing to do with his teeth. Avo metabahu kidarko, but he can dip vinegar the normal way. He can dip food into vinegar. Vim nisrapi nisrapi, and he can know in his mind that since he's dipping his food in vinegar and eating it, while he's eating it, he's going to make sure the vinegar goes around the tooth that bothers him. And if it causes a refuah, it causes a refuah, because by doing it this way, it's not so obvious that he's doing it l'shem refuah. Similarly, achoshish b'masnav, if a person has pains lo aleinu in his loins, lo yosuch yayin v'chometz, he can't anoint over there wine and vinegar, avosachu es hashemen, but he's allowed to anoint oil there. Back in that time, they used to anoint oil on their whole body. It was very common, and because of that, it wasn't obvious that what he was doing was l'shem refuah. Mishnah Berurah says that if it's in a place where people do not anoint with oil at all, and one does it, so then it's going to be a problem, because then it's going to be obvious it's for refuah. But in the time of the Mishnah, people all did this. So therefore, one is allowed to anoint in that area shemen, veloy shemen vered, but he cannot use over there rose oil, because that was very expensive, and it was very obvious that if he's using the rose oil, he's doing it for refuah. However, the Mishnah says, b'nei melachim sochen shemen vered al makoseyen, but princes are allowed to smear oil on their makos, on their wounds, on Shabbos, shekein darkum losach b'chol, because they would smear oil the rest of the week as well, so it wasn't muchamilsa that it was for refuah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim. Rabbi Shimon says, all Jews are allowed to use rose oil, because they're all considered b'nei malachim. And the Rav says here, the halach is not like Rabbi Shimon, and it seems that the Mefarshim explained that it just depends on how prevalent a certain type of thing is that's used around. So if people are using a certain type of oil, and it's not mucha milsa that you're doing for refuah, then one is allowed to use it, even in a place that has a maka. But if it's in a place where most people do not, then one's not allowed to.